From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Hello listener, how are you today? I hope you are fine and I will accompany you with 60 minutes ahead for today's edition. And we'd like to present some programs started with news, commentary and other soft information as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop song. Listener, we begin our program with news. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id.
Here is the news first, the headlines. Ministry said Indonesia has strategic place in international shipping lane. Australian Premier to visit Indonesia to strengthen economic ties. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, now the news in details. Head of the Transportation Human Resources Development Agency of the Transportation Ministry, Joko Sasono, said, according to a press release issued on Thursday, that Indonesia has a strategic role given its location in one of the most important international shipping lanes connecting Asian countries with major regions of the world. Indonesia can play a role in the global energy transition through Indonesia's 2022 G20 presidency, including encouraging global green transition mechanism, providing decarbonization mechanism, establishing green maritime centers, producing future eco-friendly fuels, as well as preserving nature. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese is scheduled to arrive in Indonesia on June 5, 2022, for a three-day visit to enhance the economic partnership between the two countries as part of the post-pandemic recovery efforts. Indonesia will be the first country where Albanese will make a bilateral visit after his inauguration as the 31st Australian Prime Minister in May. Director of East Asia and the Pacific at the Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Santo Darmo Sumarto, said during an online media briefing from Jakarta on Thursday. Albanese is scheduled to meet with President Joko Widodo on June 6. The two leaders are expected to discuss efforts to enhance economic cooperation, including the implementation of the Indonesia-Australia Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement, IACEPA, that needs to be scaled up since it was signed in 2020. The last national news comes from the world needs climate-related investment of $125 trillion to achieve net zero emission by 2050. Lead co-chair of Think 20 or T20, Bambang Brojonegoro, has said, the figure is based on data from the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change, UNFCCC. He informed at the webinar on T20 Indonesia in Jakarta on Thursday. The investment includes an annual investment of $32 trillion in the six main sectors that accounted for one-third of the global gross domestic products GDP in 2021. Now we're moving on to the international news. United States President Joe Biden will visit Saudi Arabia this month. Reports said on Thursday, a stark reversal for a leader who once called for the kingdom to be made a pariah. The reported decision comes hours after Saudi Arabia addressed two of Biden's priorities by agreeing to a production hike in oil and helping to extend a truce in war-battered Yemen. The trip would reportedly happen around the time Biden travels to a North Atlantic Treaty Organization NATO summit in Spain and Group of Seven or G7 summit in Germany this month. South Korea's president has given the go-ahead for a push to host the 2023 Asian Cup finals. The presidential office said weeks after China decided to relinquish its hosting rights to the tournament. President Yoon Suk-yeol ordered his sports minister to try to secure the event following a dinner meeting on Thursday with football players and officials before the country's friendly match against Brazil. South Korea has not hosted an Asian Cup final since it hosted in 1960 for the first time. South Korea won the finals then. Japan's service sector activity grew at the fastest pace in half a year in May as consumer sentiment recovered further following the easing of coronavirus curbs, though high energy and material costs pushed up input prices at record rate. The final OG Bund Bank Services Purchasing Managers Index, or PMI, rose to a seasonally adjusted 52.6 from the prior month final of 50.7, with activity coming in well above the 50 mark that separates contraction from expansion. The last news comes from the dollar wobbled towards its first steady week in three on Friday, as traders looked to U.S. jobs data later in the day for clues as to how far and fast the Federal Reserve might raise interest rates. Markets have locked in consecutive 50 basis points Fed hikes in June and July, but the dollar has been pushed around this week by uncertainty about what happens after that. The dollar index was 0.1% lower at 101.660 in early trade on Friday, and is flat for the week, pausing a decline following two consecutive weekly losses of more than 1%. Listener, now we present to you a commentary entitled EU Sanctioned Ineffective in Pushing Russia to End War.
Today's commentary is on European Union sanctions ineffective in pushing Russia to end wars. European Union leaders at a summit in Brussels on May the 31st agreed on an embargo on imports of Russian crude, which will take full effect by the end of this year. The oil embargo is the sixth package of sanctions imposed on Russia. The goal, according to German Chancellor Olaf Scholz, was to encourage Russia to end the war, withdraw its troops, and agree to peace with Ukraine. Whether the European Union sanctions are able to push Russia to end the war is still in question. European Union leaders themselves believe the sanction will be able to encourage Russia to stop the war. But Croatian President Zoran Milanovic has different opinions, even from his own prime minister. According to Zoran Milanovic, European Union sanctions against Russia will not work because Moscow can sell oil to other parties. Meanwhile, the sanctions will actually harm European citizens themselves. Zoran Milanovic believes sanctions will not stop the war. According to him, war can only be stopped with the help of diplomacy. The statement came after the European Union decided to impose a partial embargo on oil imports from Russia. To put pressures on Russia, the European Union has previously launched five packages or rounds of sanctions since Russia invaded Ukraine in February 2022. Phase 1, unlimited sanctions were imposed on Putin and all members of Russia's lower house of parliament. It includes freezing of assets holdings in the European Union and banning to visit the bloc countries. The second package of sanctions targets 70% of the Russian banking market and state-owned enterprises, including in the defense sector. The European Union also prohibits the export of instruments essential for refining oil. In the third phase of the sanctions package, a number of countries in the European Union have imposed sanctions in the form of closing airspace for operators and private jets from Russia. The fourth package of sanctions includes a ban on imports of steel and iron from Russia, as well as a ban on exports of luxury goods, including cars worth more than 50,000 euros. The fifth package of sanctions targets the Russian energy industry. The European Union bans coal imports from Russia. With additional sanctions from the United States and other allies, such as Canada, Japan, Australia, and South Korea, a series of European Union sanctions should be effective enough to pressure Russia to want to stop the war. However, in fact, the war is still going on. Russia has even managed to seize Mariupol, which is the access to the Mediterranean Sea. Russia is now attacking the Donbas region in eastern Ukraine. This fact shows that what Zoran Milanovic said may be true. Imposing sanctions on Russia has been ineffective in getting the country to stop the war. If so, then the diplomatic steps, as called for by the president of Croatia, needs to always be put forward. Well, that was commentary over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Well, listen to the program's commentary and the news from Voice of Indonesia for today. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
I'll begin today in history with June the 3rd, 1947. President Sukarno inaugurates the TNI. The Indonesian state at its inception did not have an army unit at all, let alone the military. The People's Security Agency, announced by President Sukarno on August the 23rd, 1945, was not the army as an official military organization. Finally, through a government declaration dated October 5, 1945, the People's Security Agency was changed to the People's Security Army, or TKR, then changed its name to the People's Safety Army, then changed again to the Indonesian Republic Army, or TRI, or TRI. In subsequent development, the Indonesian government's efforts to perfect the national military continued while fighting for the establishment of the nation's sovereignty and independence. To unite the two armed forces, namely TRI or TRI, as a regular army and people's struggle agencies, Then, on June 3, 1947, President Sukarno officially ratified the establishment of the Indonesian National Military, or TNI, or TNI. Turning to June 3, 1965, the first time a United States astronaut walks on outer space. The 1960s became an era of world space awakening. The United States and the Soviet Union competed in exploring outer space. One of the achievements of the United States occurred on June 3, 1965, namely the astronaut Major Edward H. White II managed to walk in space for the first time in history. Major Edward H. White II is an astronaut who managed to do this historical milestone. About 1,642 kilometers above Earth's surface, he opened the door of the Gemini 4 plane and began to storm out of the capsule. He was outside the capsule for about 20 minutes, feeling like he was floating in a vacuum. Today in History ends with the death of Ayatollah Khomeini on June 3, 1989. Ayatollah Ruhollah Khomeini was the leader and one of the Shia Marjas who led the Iranian Revolution. In November 1964, for inciting action against Shah Pahlavi, Ayatollah Khomeini was arrested. After that, lived life in seclusion for 14 years. Ayatollah Khomeini led the Iranian Revolution in 1979 that overthrew Iran's last Shah, Mohammad Reza Pahlavi, and ended the 2,500 years Persian Empire. The Iranian leader, who was born on September 24, 1902, died on June 3, 1989. Ayatollah Ruhollah Khomeini died after suffering 5 heart attacks in 10 days. Well, that was Today in History over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegi mashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
they say. Look at you now, what are you wearing? Going to places that I have never been. Walking around like a superstar. Everybody seems to like you like they know you from the start. I see you on the news, you begging for reviews. No, better than thought you would be. You are right now,
right now.
I'm living in my dreams right now.
What now?
Listen to what I'm about to say. I sing to live and make you dancing. Proving myself that I am worth to be king. Rock turns to diamonds under pressure. Slow it down, hold it now, I'ma get my treasure. Let's fly, just be yourself for a while. Just staring, something that you thought will never prove in it. Pick up the pieces and I'm moving on.
Step aside the difference, now work hard against a million.
You've got your own agenda, kita tidak berbeda. Percaya dengan apa yang akan kau raih. Dan terus berlari.
They say time is an illusion, but we remember the moments. I think that is what's important. All that laughter and affection, signing papers looking better. Who would have hit the progression when we're working to bless everyone in each and every moment? So give it a chance to take place, to put a smile on your face, to take away the days. Close your eyes so you can seize the day, so you can see your future and embrace the present. We're moving in the different pace, we're running in the different pace. We share the same space, same place to get on the groove and bust a move. It's cool, you can feel the same thing too. And we'll be here sharing love, sharing anything that's worth sharing. Look at me now, I'll make you singing my song. If you ever feel bad, I want you sing my song. I'll shine in depression and the bad thoughts.
I'll sing the living, make you dancing. Proving myself that I am worth the big game. We thirst to diamonds under pressure.
Slow it down, hold it now, I'ma get my treasure. Let's
go.
Well, fellow listener, you've listened to the song and you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vnews.id. In today's edition, I'd like to give you another segment, My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Executive Director of the World Bank Board had approved the $224 million funding for the Indonesia Mass Transit Mass Tram project. The project aims to support the urban mobility and accessibility improvements in key cities. It also aims to strengthen institutional capacity on mass transport system development in Indonesia. That was stated by World Bank Country Director for Indonesia and Timor Leste, Satu Kahkonen, in a statement in Jakarta on Wednesday. He affirmed that the project will strengthen the collaboration between Indonesian central and regional governments and improve the necessary technical skills to plan and operate the urban transportation system. Kahkonen further explained that almost 60% of Indonesian gross domestic products GDP come from the city, making mobility in this area crucial for economic competitiveness. Therefore, the project will focus on funding the Bus Rapid Transit or BRT in the metropolitans of Medan, North Sumatra, and Bandung, West Java, chosen as pilot cities based on preparedness and worthiness. This project's success will be evaluated based on the travel time reduction for the transportation users, total passengers increase, and higher satisfaction on the safety and security, as well as a higher female worker percentage in the bus rapid transit operating system. The project also aims to support the founding of the national and regional institution capable of planning, developing, and managing mass transport system in Indonesia. Besides, the project is ready to facilitate greenhouse gas emission reductions through the transition to a fuel-saving vehicle, transitions from private vehicle to public transport, traffic reduction, BRT electrification, and a long-term impact of transit-oriented development. Apart from World Bank support, this project will also receive funding from the Indonesian government, Agence Française de Développement, AFD, and the tourism sector, with $364 million total funding.
Yeah.
mencegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chaku yo shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
وقو انتقال فيروس كوفيد-19 من خلال ارتداء الأقنعة بشكل صحيح قناعي يحميكم وقناعكم يحميني
رانج جنشوي بيتاي كوجاو يفانشي سينسين غوانجوان بيندو فييان دا چوانبو ودا كوجاو باوهوني ودا كوجاو باوهو
Evite la difusión del coronavirus cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, then we would like to present next segment, Indonesia Wonder, about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Listener, here is Indonesian Wonder. The title of Indonesian Wonder for today's edition is Bedugul Botanical Garden. There are a lot of interesting tourism objects that you can visit if you travel to Bali. One of them is Bedugul Botanical Garden. This garden is one of four botanical gardens managed by the National Research and Innovation Agency, or BRIN. The Bali Botanical Garden was inaugurated on July 15, 1959 under the name Eka Karya Bali Botanical Garden. Eka means one and Karya means work. Thus, Eka Karya is defined as the first botanical garden which is the result of the work of the Indonesian people after independence. However, people also call it Bedugul Botanical Garden because its location is located in the Bedugul Tourism Area, precisely on Jalan Kebun Raya Candi Kuning, Baturiti Subdistrict, Tabanan Regency, Bali. From Denpasar, the distance is about 52 kilometers via Jalan Denpasar Singaraja. It takes approximately 1 hour and 30 minutes by motor vehicles. Listener, Bali Botanical Garden opens every day from 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. on Monday to Friday. Meanwhile, on weekends and national holidays, the Bali Botanical Gardens opens from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Except on Nyepi Day, it is closed. The entrance ticket price for both domestic and foreign tourists is ₹20,000 per person from Monday to Friday. For Saturday, Sunday, and national holidays, the rate is ₹30,000 per person. Afterwards, you can book a Bali Botanical Garden entrance ticket through the Botanical Garden website and choose a Bali Botanical Garden ticket. Next, you are asked to register first. The Bali Botanical Garden combines the concepts of conservation, nature tourism, education, research, and ecological impact. You can also travel in nature while studying various kinds of plants. Then you can find scarce plants that cannot be found anywhere, even trees which are more than 100 years old. Listener, Bali Botanical Garden is located at an altitude 1,450 meters above sea level. The area is 157.5 hectares and is the largest botanical garden in Indonesia. This botanical garden has a large collection of plants, flowers, and trees. The collection of plants in the Bali Botanical Garden is grouped into a complex of gardens based on their type, starting from Usada Park, Surya Nirwana Park, Rhododendron Park, Nail Garden or Chatia Garden, and Rose Garden. Then there are the Bamboo Garden, Aquatic Garden, Panchayadia Garden, Cactus Greenhouse, Begonia Greenhouse, Orchid Garden, and others. To make it easier for tourists to get around the Botanical Garden area, the management of Bali Botanical Garden rents out a number of facilities for tourists, such as the rental of shuttle buses, bicycles, scooters, and golf carts. Well, listener, that's Indonesian Wonder, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Imagination.
You've just listened to the third pop song, and for next segment, we'll present to you Miss Eleni. So stay tuned for a listener on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Listeners, various innovations have been made to find alternative eco-friendly renewable energy to reduce fossil fuel. Since the use of fossil fuel causes numerous global problems that affect all of us, from energy resilience to ecosystem security, thereby, the team of students from the Biology Department at Mathematics and Science Faculty, University of Indonesia, have invented renewable energy from organic waste of water lettuce. The idea was put into scientific paper, poster and video entitled The Utilization of Pistia Stratius L. Biogas as Renewable Energy Source. One of the team members, Saifuddin, said that an alternative approach in the form of renewable energy can be a solution, especially by using the biogas from plant biomass such as the Pistia stratiatus. The Haemophilus in P. stratiatus becomes a substrate in the fermentation process to produce the methane gas, the main component of biogas. These processes will produce the main biogas products, namely methane, carbon dioxide, and other secondary products. The team later brought the idea into the paper competition March 9 held by Yogyakarta State University. The innovation brought the team into the final and made them the winner. Their idea was also awarded as the best poster. That's Miss Eleni.
I will not regret it. I say, I say, I say. I can be that silver lining in the cloud. I'ma show the world what I'm about. I will sing out loud.
I will sing out loud.
Oh yeah. I can be that hole in the universe. I can be that joy that you deserve. I will sing out loud. If you're feeling stronger, clap your hands.
I can be that hole in the universe. I can be that joy that you deserve. I will sing out loud.
If you're feeling lonely, tag your friends. Let's take it higher now.
You can be the fire that lights up the world.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Listeners, in today's edition, I'm going to present a regional song from Aceh entitled Mezeraya. Mezeraya is an Acehese language which means mutual cooperation. The song, which is wrapped in hip-hop music and uses eight Acehese regional languages in its lyrics, tells how the young generation of Aceh calls on the younger generation of Indonesia to build and maintain the unity of the Indonesian nation despite different languages and cultures. Here is Orang Hutan Squad with the regional song from Aceh entitled Mezeraya.
Jangko gerak mu sepak dududu, awin gerak mu lenodo sayangi. Jangko gerak mu sepak dududu, awin gerak mu lenodo sayangi. Murum ku tujuan si mulia, entah mi berami ami. Amatan ku mui kemulan, musara kita mu bangun Aceh.
Dua belajar waktu ulang lojam salam ke syedara. Tak berkemawasi di indah tunya kadar riawainya. Tak memani beragama, getah tuntun ucaya. Di tanah raja nyota pesabo yang mulia. Kubo samudra pasein getano lolahe. Penasi titik darah piang mentirih lamate. Pengenyokan takdir dari lahir di kebudayaan. Terpikir pajan mati memandring jom sampai akhir.
Urani payongi galami suluhi. Datangi lomohi kotengi basuhi. Sipan kemasewan hati ni tura delay. Hati kamu remo gosahan si jorohe. Ika kapane anti ku ogoh-ogoh hijama. Ika kata
kita di kelayak luas. Dua malaman dulu saling kami meletulih merasa puas. Ngelakukan segala baga saat itu satu gak seikhlas. Itu wenakan ini tersebut ulang melupakan wabi. Senolong beri di ujung kuku hingga mengujungkan cuat. Tetap tanam kebekas bakat segala malah saling bermusuh.
Kasih pabe setia mati wajib kita tandakan. Harus terbiasa bahu membahu dalam ikatan utang sama ditanggung.
Voice of Indonesia.
So you think you can go back and forth, picking up my heart and drop it back on the floor. So you think that it's fine for you to come around after what you have done. How many times have I told you I
listener, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your attention, and after this English language program broadcasting, we will give another interesting information. So stay tuned with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, do not forget to like and comment at Facebook The Voice of Indonesia and Instagram account at voice.of.indonesia, or our Twitter account at VOI Indonesia. And you can also give your criticism and suggestion to our email address voi@vianews.id.